Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Everybody to the revival that just won't stop. The revival that keeps going and going and going. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for all of y'all out there on YouTube that have joined us on tonight. Everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio, we thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. It is truly a blessing. Amen. To have all of y'all join us. Praise God, we are getting ready, amen, to start the revival. Hallelujah, that just won't stop. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah, let's get started. Praise the Lord with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you all tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your holy name on tonight. Lord, we simply pray, hallelujah, that your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, be in a mighty way on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance, Lord. Hallelujah. For we know, hallelujah, amen, that you are the Alpha and the Omega. We know, Lord, hallelujah, that you are the beginning and the end. Lord, we thank you on tonight. Lord, we praise you on tonight. Lord, we magnify your name on tonight. You are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified, Lord. And we love you. Lord, we just bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy. We bind the work of the flesh that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to remind everybody, if you got any background noise, any side conversation going, amen, please mute your line so we do not disturb, hallelujah, the flow of the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Once again, we thank God for each and every last one of you who have called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. This is the revival that just won't stop. This is your time to call in. Praise God. If you're out there, praise God. There are three numbers on your screen. I recommend you call the 848-220-3100, access code 299-299. On that number, you can get in with no matter what city service you carry. Praise God. You will be able to get into the service. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Once again, we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Hallelujah. On tonight, we're getting ready to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go to the throne of grace with our praise reports and our prayer requests. Hallelujah. On tonight, and the Lord has switched up the scripture on us on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to James, the book of James, chapter 2. Hallelujah. We're going to read verses 15 through 20. Praise God. Real quick before we open up the lines for testimonies and prayer requests on today. Hallelujah. Amen. And it reads, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace. Hallelujah. Be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them but not those things which are needed to fulfill the body. But what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if you have it or not, faith if not have works is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee. My faith with my work. Thou believest that there is one God, and thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word. On tonight, real quick, I want to break down what James is saying about faith without works is dead, because for years, the preacher has gotten into the pulpit and lied to us about this scripture. Hallelujah, amen. When James starts out in verse 15, he says, if a brother be naked or destitute of daily food, in other words, if you know somebody, hallelujah, amen, don't have clothes to wear. If you know somebody does not have food to eat, praise God. Verse 16 says, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, hallelujah, and be warmed and filled, hallelujah. In other words, you say, I'm going to pray for you. God going to make a way. Glory to God, hallelujah. But then he says, notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body. Hallelujah. In other words, you have the need that they need. Hallelujah. You are their supply. Praise God, hallelujah. But you tell them, I'm going to pray for you. You tell them, God is going to make a way for them. Hallelujah. But you are the way that God has made for them. God sent you because he knew that you could supply the need that they needed. But you told them to go away. I'm going to pray for you. Hallelujah. God got you. Hallelujah. He's going to make a way. He's going to open up a door. Not realizing you were that door. Hallelujah. You telling somebody to have faith, but you ain't showing the works. Hallelujah. James was saying, what good is that to know somebody's in need, to know you can supply that need, hallelujah, and you say, I'm going to pray for you. You tell them to have faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. But where is fireworks? See, the preacher always tried to put the works on the person in need. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. The preacher, hallelujah, always tried to put the works on the person in need. Hallelujah, amen. They would tell the person that needed food that faced with that works to be. Hallelujah. But James is telling the one, hallelujah, who can supply the need, that you are the one not doing the work. You are the one not supplying your brother and sister's need, hallelujah, when God has provided for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Why does God want to open up with this scripture tonight? Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, like last night, for an example, night after night, day after day, we hear about the needs of other people. Praise God. Hallelujah. But many people turn a blind eye. Hallelujah. Many people that say they in church turn a blind eye. Many people that say they saved turn a blind eye. Many people that say they Christian, glory to God, turn a blind eye. Hallelujah. Jesus told a story. Hallelujah. Amen. About the man that fell. Hallelujah. To thieves on the side of the road, and the priest, he crossed the road to the other side. The Levite, he crossed the road to the other side. The Lord said it's time for us to stop crossing the road to the other side. Hallelujah. Quit saying I'm going to pray for you when you know you can supply that need. Glory to God. The reason that he said I will, hallelujah, open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive it is because it's not all for you. Oh, glory to God. I know that's hard to accept right there. I'm going to say it again. Hallelujah. The reason. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That God, amen, said that it won't be room enough for you to receive it. Hallelujah. It's because, amen, once your room is filled, everything that's left over is for you to help somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's a story in the Bible about a man that had a very interesting harvest, and he had more than he expected. But instead of sharing the wealth, he said, I'm going to build a bigger barn. Hallelujah, to hold my wealth, and I'm going to retire east. Praise God, hallelujah. And the death angel came in the middle of the night and snatched his life. Hallelujah. So everything he had ended up in somebody else's hand. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Tonight, the Lord wants those that are able to do what they can to help their brother and sister in crisis. The Lord wants those who are able. Hallelujah, amen. And quit sitting back in the back of the church. Hallelujah. And stand up in the front and say, I'm willing to help those who need help. Praise God. I'm willing to help somebody without, amen, expecting a return. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that part again. I'm willing to help somebody without expecting something back from them in return besides thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Why? Because I know if I sow, hallelujah, into a person who is in need, the Lord said if I give a glass of water to one of my little ones, he don't bless. Glory to God. Not only that, it is your duty as a child of God. We sing the song, I need you to survive. Well, if you need me to survive, help me when I need. If you need me to survive, pick me up when I'm looking down. If you need me to survive, encourage me when I need it. If you really need your brother and sister to survive, show it. The Bible says, hallelujah, you can't say, amen, that you love God and you hate your brother who you see every day. You even got to help those that you hate. Oh, my God. Don't you know God going to bless you all the more if you help those who you don't really like? Oh, hallelujah. When you encourage somebody that ain't never encouraged you. Glory to God. No matter what Saul did to David still loves Saul. Hallelujah. Where is your heart tonight? Do you really have a heart to help? Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible tells us we are to serve the Lord with gladness. helping our fellow brother and sister as an example of serving the Lord. Hallelujah. So if we're going to serve the Lord, are we going to do it with gladness on tonight? Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We get ready to open up the phone lines. Praise God. As you come to the throne of grace on tonight, hallelujah. Come with your attitude of gratitude. Come with your attitude of expectancy. Come with your attitude of appreciation. But also come with your attitude of I'm going to help somebody if I can do that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On tonight, the phone lines are open. If you have a testimony or a prayer request on tonight, now would be the time. Will there be one? Hallelujah. On tonight.
I thank God. Wake up in the morning, starting up on a brand new day. I thank the Lord for my family, my friends. I thank the Lord for Elder Carey, Minister Crystal, Pastor Ball, Andre, Sister Virgin, Miss Alberta, Yolanda and Bobby, Kathleen, Annette, Virginia. I'd like to ask the Lord to go from down the dangerous highway, take care of the ones. It's going up and down the dangerous highways, north or south, east or west. I ask the Lord to take care of all the homeless, give them somewhere to stay and give them some food to eat, give them some warm clothes on their back. I ask the Lord to please take care of all the kids and they're going to school in a couple of weeks. I ask the Lord please take care of our presidents, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Lord, I ask you to take care of all your children, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Lord, I ask you to take care of all
your
children, Lord. In
Jesus'
name, I pray, amen.
You're getting feedback.
I want to thank God for being here. I want to thank God for Pastor Eric Corey, Brother Andre, Brother Bride, Kathleen, Sister Virgie, and Alberta, Annette, and Sister Ball, Brother Ball, Pastor Ball, my cousin, my family, my near cousin, wherever they at, my cousin somewhere down in Klamath, my granddaddy, my stepmama died, my stepbrother. Roderick Lee, my stepdaddy, all my stepdaddy.
Kathleen from Louisiana.
All my stepfamily and friends, cousins, Brett family. Jesus' name, amen.
I'd like to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me off on a new day. I want to thank the Lord for taking care of all my family and friends. I want to ask the Lord to please go in the hospital, the nursing home, the jails, the prisons. Please, Father God, take care of all the homeless, all the sick and shedding. Father God, I want to ask you to touch somebody. Touch Linda.
Yes,
Giovanni. Sister Alberta. Sister Kathleen, touch Sister Virgin and everybody that might be suffering, Lord, please bring your fence around all of us and keep us safe in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm your Lambda.
Amen. Amen. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation.
Come on now.
I give honor, praise, and glory to God, who is our Heavenly Father. I thank and praise Him for being on the line tonight. I thank and praise Him for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I thank and praise Him for all His many blessings that He has restored upon me and my life. I thank and praise for each and every one of you. I have a special request, unspoken request, for my grandson, Devontae Smith. Hallelujah. And I pray for each and every family that's represented here, the pastors, teachers, ministers, preachers, evangelists, prophets, each and every one, the altar workers. Hallelujah. The ushers, singers, everyone that's putting their time in. I pray for each and every one of you all. And I want to say thank you, God, for everyone. And I love you all. And be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Do you have any more testimonies, any more prayer requests on tonight? Bless the name of the Lord.
Yes. I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. Through all that I'm going through, He's still giving me peace of my storm.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank Lord for it. I'm still at a standstill to finish what I have to do on that roof. For the people to leave me alone. So I'm still trusting the Lord that God got it.
Yes, He does. You know?
And He said that His word would never come back void. I believe that. You know, because God had never left me. I might be look like I'm left and forgotten about, but God hasn't forgotten about me, not one time, not one tittle. And I believe that. So I thank God for my Christian sisters and brothers, you know, for their family that they're going through. And I just ask God to give me strength to accept the things I can't change and the wisdom to know the difference. So it's just like every time I think I'm through one door, another door, something else is right there waiting. But I give God the praise and the honor that I know that He's still working it out for my good and for Him to get the glory. Because in this situation, I don't see glory, but I know God said that He sees it. And if God sees it, I believe it, and I just got to do this thing. So I ask everybody to keep me in their prayers. I'll be able to accept things I can't change. And on Monday, they say, with God, we trust. So I'm trusting God for my miracle. Cause if anybody need a miracle, I need a miracle. So I don't have to go through saying all the stuff that's happening right now, but I can't imagine nobody going through all that I'm going through. So I know it's an attack of the enemy, and it's an attack that's letting you know God is still on the throne.
Yes, He is.
And I thank God for Pastor Corey, and Pastor Andrea, and Mother Virgil, and Sister Alberta, and them. You know, I thank God for them, because if it wasn't for them, I would not know y'all. So, I thank God. My request is to keep me covered, that I can finish doing what the people want me to do on that house. At least they're not going to tear it down now because I have a roof. I don't have all the stuff for the roof, but it's up there. So I claim favor.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Favor.
Amen. We thank God for Sister Kathleen on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is going to work that out. Praise God. He's already working on it. Praise God. Hallelujah on today.
Amen.
Amen. Do we have any more testimonies on tonight? Hallelujah. I hear you, Mother. Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in, all the testimonies that have gone up before the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. Let me just read off the prayer list again. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're adding Delaney, Devontae Smith to the prayer list. Hallelujah. We have Carl Delaney, Evangelist Virgie, Mother Alberta, Sister Jackie. Praise God. Brother Bobby, Sister Linda. Hallelujah. Giovanni A. Praise God. Yolanda. Sister Yolanda, Mother Kathleen, Brian, Sister Keisha, and Sister Crystal. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we'll add names to the prayer list as they come to us. Bless the name of the Lord.
Linda. And Sister Linda and her household.
Yeah, Sister Linda and Giovanni.
Got to go to the doctor.
Hey, my friend, Mr. Tucker.
I'm sorry?
Mr. Tucker, my old friend of mine.
Mr. Tucker?
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to the throne of grace. Amen. Then I'm going to introduce our speaker on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you once again just for allowing us to come together in your name on today, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit being on the line with us on tonight, Lord. And we just simply pray, hallelujah, that your Holy Spirit lead and guide us on tonight. Touch everybody's name that was mentioned on today, Lord. We put them all on the throne of grace, Lord. We put our burdens in your hands, Lord. And we believe that you will work it out. We believe that you will solve it. We believe that you have already made a way. You have already made our crooked path straight, Lord. You have already made the provision. And, Lord, we thank you for it all tonight. We glorify
you.
We magnify you. You worthy to be praised. Glory to God.
Amen.
Lord, touch the man of God on tonight. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Hallelujah. Anoint his clay to speak nothing but your word. Allow your anointing to flow as the rivers do tonight, Lord. And we thank you in advance for revelation knowledge you are about to drop in our souls. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is your first night joining
Amen.
Us. Praise God. Hold on 1 second. Let me switch this over. Amen. Praise God. If this is your first night joining us, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And you haven't, amen, been with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the revival that just won't. We've been going since May 11th. Hallelujah. And we're going to keep going. Hallelujah. And to the Lord, tell us to stop. Bless the name of the Lord. And bringing forth the word of God each and every night. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessing us with the anointing of God. Hallelujah. I've never been the leader, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship based out of Long Beach, California. Praise God. I'm talking about none other than your friend and mine. Hallelujah. The Holy Apostle. My brother in Christ, praise God, Eldon A. Curry, immediately following this election,
you will be in the hands of the man of God. But how many of you know that my God is awesome? Bless the name of the Lord.
Come on and lift your voice and heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened. Praise His holy name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. If your God is awesome, come on. Come on and bless His name on today.
Hallelujah.
God, if you serve the awesome God, come on and give Him glory. Give Him praise.
Hallelujah.
He is awesome.
Thank you for being awesome, Lord.
We bless His name on today. We give Him all the praise, glory, and honor. Amen. How many of you love the awesome God, amen, of who He is.
Hey,
amen. Somebody said the reason why I am living, glory to God. Praise His holy name. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yep.
I mean, you got some more praise to give the awesome God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He is mighty all by Himself. Lord, He don't need no help to be mighty. Hallelujah. He just God all by Himself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
So when we say awesome, we know there can't nobody compare to the awesomeness that's in Him. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We thank Him on tonight. We give Him praise on tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And we just give Him honor because it is all due to Him. Come on here, somebody. Everything is due to Him. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. So I thank God on tonight to my dear brother. Amen. Elder Andre, amen. Peace and blessings to you, man of God. Amen. Much
amen.
Love to you. Amen. And to everyone that's under the sound of my voice, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is awesome. Come on and give God a hand of praise, everyone. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord, I've got some things I want to touch on right quick tonight. I'm not going to be before you long. Amen. But if you just bear with me for a little bit, amen. I believe we will hear the voice of our God. Where He's going to take us tonight. Come with me to Jude chapter 1, verses 17 through 21. Is everybody there?
Not yet. Okay. Jews, what chapter?
Chapter 1.
Okay.
Verses 17 through 21. Amen. I want to share something with you tonight. The Lord dropped it in my spirit. Can everybody hear me clearly?
Amen.
The Lord had put this in my spirit, beloved, to share with y'all tonight that God said, tell my people that I want them to do everything now in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if you caught what the Lord said. He said, tell them, do not be speaking in English. Yes, sir. As much because I want them to speak in the Holy Ghost, because they're going to call things out of the supernatural into the natural. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
And then he said, I want them to pray in the Holy Ghost because the enemy cannot understand our language. Come on here, somebody.
That's right. Amen.
How many know that the enemy cannot understand Holy Ghost language?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
A good way to lose the enemy is just begin to pray and speak in the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so if you notice lately, God been saying to us, praise me more. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
If you want to confuse the enemy, all you got to do is give God praise. Because the enemy do not understand praise. He do not like praise. And praise is a message with him. I don't know if you can still hear me tonight.
Amen, Apostle.
If you put a praise on, see, the devil go crazy when we praise God, because he can't stop whatever is happening in the spirit realm. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And what my praise says is that I still believe God. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. It says that I still know it's going to happen. My praise is able to silence the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, so when I praise God, it silences him. And he can no longer make noise, amen, concerning me and what God has going on for my life. Come on here, somebody. So that's why David said, "What I will bless the Lord, what at all times." Come on here, somebody else. We don't pick and choose when we want to bless God. Every time we think about him, we should want to what? Praise him. Come on here.
Praise.
And so God says that the more we praise him, the more we can see him move in our lives. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And then, beloved, it's something how we are, where God says, I inhabit your praise, but it's something how God is surrounded by praise on a continual basis. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many know that God is not desperate for no praise? Because he got the angels, come on here, somebody, that praise him and worship him. Amen. And then he got everything around him that praises him and worship him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But God says, the only thing that I desire from you in this hour is your praise.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. I wish somebody right now would praise him. Come on here, somebody. I wish somebody right now would tell him how much you love him. Hallelujah to God.
Oh, thank you.
Tell somebody, say, maybe you ought to praise him. Hallelujah. You ought to praise him, maybe.
Just
because of who he is, maybe you ought to just praise him just because he's good. Abba, thunder, double thunder. Just because he is loving. Come on here, somebody. Somebody ought to praise him just for his mercy. Abba, cool. Yada, abba, thunder. Somebody give God a praise right now. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's to praise it. And so God says to me this morning, he said, now when you begin speaking in the Holy Ghost, amen, then I'm going to give you what you're saying in English. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
We need to be talking more in the Holy Ghost because God said, I'm revealing things to you that the enemy not going to be able to interfere with. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
See, this is why we need the Holy Ghost right now. See, there's a need, come on here, somebody, for the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen.
Why? Because the tongues that he give us are tongues that move heaven. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many know that heaven is
glory.
Moved by the Holy Ghost?
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
I don't think nobody caught what the Lord said. He said, heaven is moved by the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So every time we pray in
Amen.
The Holy Ghost, God
Amen.
Is now moving for you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Somebody give him a praise right now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Give me a couple glory. Of more minutes, beloved, and I'll be finished. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I believe Jude 1 in
Amen.
In,
Amen.
17 talks about how that we need to build ourselves up in our most holy faith. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Then there's our most holy faith. Come on here, somebody. Your most holy faith is the faith that you have in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all got to stay with me tonight. We're going somewhere. I promise you in the Lord, we're going somewhere tonight. Listen, there's your regular faith, but then there's the faith you have in the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so
Amen.
God is saying you
Amen.
Need to tap into the faith that you got in the Holy Ghost that's inside of you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I wish I could talk to somebody tonight.
Amen.
God says, when I gave you the Holy Ghost, there's a faith in him that you need to tap into. And the only way you're going to tap into it is that you got to pray in the Holy Ghost until he reveal it to you, the things that the enemy don't know. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody get happy right now. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, you need to build yourself up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We've been telling God, the Lord, help me, Lord, build me up, Lord. But God has said, look, I gave you the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Because I knew you was going to be uncomfortable. Come on here, somebody. He's a comforter, am I right about it? So God says, I gave you the Holy Ghost. So when you get uncomfortable, you can begin to call on him, and he would comfort you in your uncomfortable situation. I wish somebody would give God praise right there. Yeah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
If you get uncomfortable.
If you get uncomfortable.
God has given us a comforter.
God has given us a comforter.
In the person of the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
I mean, you know, God knew everything we was going to go through before we would go through it. So God says, I already knew you was going to have some heartache, some disappointments. I knew you was going to have some times to where you were going to be uncomfortable. But God says, that's why I gave you the comforter. Somebody need to thank God now for the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
All right. See you later. Bye-bye.
why we should praise him for
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost is because
Glory.
That's how we're going to be able to build ourselves up in our most holy faith. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Yo, the most holy faith is the faith that the enemy can't touch. Come on here, somebody. Yeah. I wish I could.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
There's my faith, but then there's my most holy faith. Come on here, somebody. And my most holy faith is in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
So somebody give God a praise. Somebody bless him right now. Glory to God. Why? Because God is saying, this is the hour I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost until you get the answer that you need, until you get the revelation that you need, until you get everything that I put in you. Amen. Oh, I wish I could teach it like I feel it. God is saying, this ain't the hour for regular prayer. This is the hour for Holy Ghost prayer. Yeah. Can y'all still hear me tonight? Glory to God. God said, this is the hour for Holy Ghost
Amen.
Prayer. Somebody said, Holy Ghost prayer.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Building up
glory,
your most holy faith.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
I wish somebody right now would begin to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
You building yourself
hallelujah.
Up right
glory,
now.
Glory, hallelujah.
God
glory,
is saying,
hallelujah,
the more
glory,
you pray
glory,
in the Holy
hallelujah.
Ghost, the stronger you go get, the bolder you go get. Hallelujah. You're going to be able to do things that the enemy not going to be able to stop you. And with somebody would begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, tell somebody, say, I need to build myself up, neighbor. Excuse me for a minute, neighbor, but I need to go into my prayer closet in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Excuse me a minute, neighbor, but I need to talk to God about some business and nobody can know about but me and him. Somebody begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I need to hear you praying, child of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I need to hear that voice in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
See, that's how you go push through, neighbor. See, we in a push hour. Come on here, somebody. Paul calls it a press hour. Amen. He says, I press towards the mark. Come on here, somebody. Press means I got opposition on the other side that don't want me to get to where I need to get to. Press means I'm going to have to dig a little deeper. I'm going to have to push a little harder than I would normally push. But God said, I know what's in you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But if you pray in the Holy Ghost, I will build you up. Tell somebody, say, it's time to get built up, neighbor. Under the book. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God the glory right now. Hallelujah. I want to read you. It says, but beloved, remember ye the word which was spoken, verse 17, before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Are y'all in
Amen.
Jude chapter 1, verse 17?
Chapter 1, verse
17. Notice he's
He calls us but beloved. Come on here, somebody. Beloved means
hallelujah.
Those of us who are really loved of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Beloved has to do with the love of God being bestowed upon us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Verse 18. How that they told you that there should be mockers in the last days. Somebody said mockers, hallelujah.
Mockers
are people that make fun of, glory to God, amen, hallelujah. Amen. They try to make fun of the God in you. Amen. But God said, don't worry about them mockers. Amen. Because they got something coming. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here, somebody say neighbor.
Bishop.
Neighbor.
Yes.
Neighbor.
Stay built up. Hallelujah.
Bishop.
Glory to God. Stay. Yes.
Amen. You, what scripture that was? You said Jude what?
1 and 17.
Jude.
All right. Thank you.
Wow. You're welcome, daughter.
Thank you.
You're welcome, daughter.
Yes, Lord.
Verse 18 says, how did they tell you that there should be mockers in the last days? Somebody said these are the last days.
These are the last days.
So don't be surprised, neighbor, at what you see. Don't be surprised at what folks is saying. Why? Because in the last day, folks will say some of everything. But you got to hold on to what you know about God. You got to hold on to the truth, glory to God. The Bible says, by the truth and sell it not, come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We got to hold on to God because God said, if you hold on to me, I'm going to hold on to you. Somebody give God a praise, hallelujah. Somebody give him a shout.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory,
yes, Lord, I will.
Glory,
I will tell him that.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
God says, beloved, hear what the Lord told me to tell you. He said, do not be ashamed of the Holy Spirit. He said, do not be ashamed of my spirit. This
Amen.
Is the time for us to stand up. God has said, if you're not ashamed of me, God said, let it show. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God said, don't be ashamed
Amen.
Of me, because I'm not going to be ashamed of you. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
God,
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. I'm almost finished. My phone about to die, but I'm almost finished. Listen here. He said, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that we're in that time right now, amen, where people are walking after their own ungodly
amen.
Lust. Come on here, somebody. They don't want to serve God. They want to serve the lust of their flesh. Can y'all still hear me right now? Hallelujah. God is saying, but you keep yourself built up, what? In the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
God said, keep yourself built up. How you keep yourself built up is you pray until he start praying through you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You pray until he start praying through you. Come on here, somebody. Say, no longer you praying, but he praying through you. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Tell somebody, stay built up, neighbor. Hallelujah, stay built up. Glory to God, you got to stay full. You got to stay full of the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. We can't stay half. Amen. We got to stay on full.
Amen.
Tell somebody, say, stay on full.
Stay on full.
Stay on full.
when you stay on full, glory to God, the enemy don't want to mess with you. Let me tell you something. When we was in the world and we got drunk, drunk means that we were over, amen, over the average limit. Amen. Drunk means that I done got so full now that now it's coming out of me. Now it's coming out of my pores. Now it's coming out of my speech. Come on here, somebody. God is saying we need to get so drunk in the Holy Ghost. He start coming out of our pores. He start coming out of our talk. Glory to God. He start coming out of our walk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Tell somebody once one more time, stay on full, neighbor. Hallelujah, stay on full.
Stay on full.
Stay built up, neighbor. Hallelujah, glory to God. Verse 19, it says, these are they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the spirit. Come on here, somebody. Having not the spirit. Come on here, somebody. Now, let me hear what the Lord telling me to tell y'all in this hour. And he's talking to me, too. He's saying, stay away from folk that ain't full of him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Stay away from folks that are not full of the Holy Ghost. Stay away from folks that are not really hearing God. If you know they walking out the lust of their flesh, why is you with them? Glory to God. God is saying, stay full of his spirit. Stay full of the Holy Ghost. God is saying, this is the hour that I'm going to speak to you, but you got to stay full of me. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's his name.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory, hallelujah.
I'm almost finished. God is saying to me, he said, I'm looking for somebody that ain't no shame in your game. I'm looking for somebody that's bold enough to stand out for me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah, glory to God. Where is the real saints at now? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need to be shooting and booted. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God is saying we need to stop speaking in English and start speaking in the heavenly language that he's given us. Come on here, somebody. The heavenly language, glory to God, that came down on the day of Pentecost. Come on here, somebody. And fill the room where they were sitting. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm almost done. We're in verse 20. But ye, beloved. Come on here, somebody. He said, but ye, beloved, in spite of what the other ungodly folk is doing, you do this. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, you do this here, glory to God. You do this. This is what we're going to do, neighbor. He said, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on the most holy faith, on your most holy faith. What is your most holy faith?
Praying in the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Our most holy faith is the faith that we are saved through his finished work. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has saved
us
through his finished work. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor. Build yourself up.
Neighbor.
Build yourself up.
Build yourself up.
Oh, what he has already done for us. Come on here, somebody. He has already finished the work. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I'm praising him for the finished work. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he says, build it up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, somebody ought to praise him right now in the Holy Ghost. Somebody ought to praise him right now. If you got the Holy Ghost,
hallelujah,
you should be praising
glory,
him right
hallelujah, now. Glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Now, I'm going to read you a little something more. So if my phone go out, just know that I'm in the red right now, but God is going to bless.
Amen.
Hey, shout out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
God got
Amen.
People everywhere.
Thank
Come on,
Jesus.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, yes, hallelujah. Yes, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. See, God says it's our coming, our party now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. This ain't the time to be timid. This ain't the time to act like we don't know who God is. This is the time right now, glory to God. God says, stand up for me. Glory to God. Who gonna stand up? Tell somebody that said, neighbor, it's time to stand for God. Hallelujah. Building up yourself. Building up your most holy faith. Your most holy faith. The faith that God gave us that can't be touched by the enemy. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm almost done. Glory to God. But the Bible says in verse 21, it says, keep yourself in the love of God. Come, keep yourself in the love of God. Come on here, somebody. See, when you pray in the Holy Ghost,
amen,
you're keeping yourself in the love of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, another reason why, beloved, that we need to pray in the Holy Ghost is because the Holy Ghost is a keeper. Come on here, somebody. Amen. He's a keeper. But see, he can't keep us if we don't build ourselves up in him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to. I'm telling you, this thing is real, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is saying, pray more in the spirit.
Amen.
Pray more in the spirit. I hear the Lord saying, tell them to pray more in the spirit. Glory to God. If you pray in the spirit, glory to God. I will rebuke the devil at night. Glory to God. Did you hear what the Lord said? She said, if we pray in the spirit in the daytime, can rebuke the devil at night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many know you cast an assignment every time we pray in the Holy Ghost? Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the time we cannot be ashamed. Hallelujah. Of the power of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, the Lord of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to his great name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Who going to stand up for me, Lord? Who going to declare my name? Everybody talking about the bones, but how many know that the Bible says that at the feet of Yahshua, every knee shall bow. Come on here, somebody. There's not a thing, amen, there's not a word, but it's not going to bow at the feet of our Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that God is still in control? Tell somebody right quickly. Say, neighbor, God is still in control. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God still has all power. Come on here, somebody. God didn't lose all power. God has what? Power. Somebody say, oh, power. Yes, Lord. Somebody give our God a praise. Somebody give him a shout of victory right now. Somebody bless his name. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes, God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. I mean, no, God called you to be different, beloved. God called us to stand out in this hour. God is saying, I'm calling you because I chose you. Our Bible says over in John, he said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that when God saved us, that we didn't have nothing to do with him saving us? He saved us before the foundation of the world. And then he says, I've given you my spirit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So now God says, walk in my spirit. Amen. Walk in the power that I've given you. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is what he gave me. He said, pray in the spirit. Amen. Stay in the spirit. Amen. Don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Stay in the spirit. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. Glory to God. You have a faith that God put in us, glory to God, that the enemy can't touch. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the only way you're going to be able to walk in it is that you got to pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Shadama.
Hey. Let me tell you something that the Lord is telling me to tell you. He said everything has a language. Everything has a code. Heaven has a language. When you speak heaven language, heaven will move for you. Speak, Holy Ghost. When you speak heaven language, heaven will move for you. God said it's time for us to speak the language of heaven. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your grace. Hallelujah, God. It's time to speak the language of heaven, beloved. Hey, God, I feel you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. What you want God to do for you right now? God is saying, pray in the spirit and release it out of the spirit realm into the natural realm. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Spirit of God is falling. Did he not say that in the last day he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh? Hallelujah. All flesh. All flesh. He said your sons and daughters will prophesy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God another shout. I'm getting ready to wrap it up, child of God. Amen. Glory to God. But build yourself up right now in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on and start praying, child of God. Come on and give God glory. Come on, talk to your Father right now. Hallelujah. He said, don't be ashamed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, if you be ashamed of me, hallelujah, I'm going to be ashamed of you. Come on here, somebody. Heaven is standing up, but we got to stand up for heaven. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I feel God right now. He said, who's going to stand up for me? Come on here, somebody. There's a lot of people sitting down, but who's going to stand up? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Joshua said, who's on the Lord's side? Come on here, somebody. And for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm done, beloved. I'm done, but the Holy Ghost is saying, come on, give him a praise. Give God praise for the Holy Ghost. If you got the Holy Ghost, come on, give God praise. I'm talking about the real Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost that was in Acts. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost that was in creation. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. See, some people got the Holy Ghost, but their Holy Ghost is not in agreement with God. I'm not talking about that Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost that'll make you do right when you want to do wrong. Hallelujah. Somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I don't know what any
of you. How can we leave out the church? You're still full of God and you're still full of Him. Come on, somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Somebody magnify the Lord right now. Glory to God. I'm getting ready to wrap it up. Glory to God. Amen. I thank God for His word tonight. Glory to God. I tell somebody to say, neighbor, I'm getting built up. Glory to God. It's like lifting weights, neighbor. Amen. How many know that the more you put on the bar, glory to God, that the bigger your arms get. Glory to God. But you first got to lift what's on the bar first. Glory to God. And you work out with that. Glory to God. Then when your muscles start increasing, you put some more on there. Amen. Why? Because you can handle the weight. God is asking, for y'all are my speak, Lord. He said, the reason why we've been going through hell, He said, because you've been bitching, you've been lifting weights now. Glory to God. Now your spiritual arms are getting bigger now. Glory to God. You can lift a little more now. God is saying, now it's time to build up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout on my son. Watch out, Elder. I feel something happening over there. Hallelujah. Y'all say you finna pray yourself into another realm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give him praise. Building up your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lift those hands and begin to worship Him. Hallelujah. Lift those hands and begin to worship Him. Somebody getting a fresh dose of that Holy Ghost. God is falling on you all over again. Come on here, somebody. Somebody getting a refill right now. I dare you to praise Him. I dare you to thank Him right now. And watch Him fill you. On the spot. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give Him another praise. Hallelujah. Bless my brother, Lord. How many of you can feel it right now? All in your belly. How many of you can feel that you're getting built up right now? I tell your neighbor that He's building me. He's building me, neighbor.
Glory to God. All this time we've been in the gym.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like the man of God said, we've been lifting weights this whole time. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
God,
hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you look at that word faith, hallelujah, that word faith got two definitions in the Bible. One is a strong belief, and the other one is confidence. Hallelujah.
Hey.
The only way you can build up confidence, hallelujah, in God, is he got to put some weight on your barbell. Wait, what am I saying? Hallelujah. I got to put the light bill on now. I'm going to slide the rent on now. Hold up. Let me slide that car note on there. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the more pressure I put on this, oh, Lord, have mercy. And you see, I'm able to lift it. Y'all on him. Because you got God. God is your sparring partner. Ain't that what they call the person that holds the ball for you? Hallelujah.
Let me spot you. Amen. A spotter. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You didn't know God was your spotter. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know how much weight to put on that thing. Hallelujah. And every time you get stronger. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the next time the phone bill came, you didn't even trip. You just lifted it like it wasn't nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When the car note came, you lifted it like it wasn't nothing. Hallelujah. When that child started going astray, you lifted it like it wasn't nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you done built up your faith. You done built up your confidence in God. So when something come your way, you ain't worried about it. That's why we pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to pray in the Holy Ghost to keep yourself out your business.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm going to say it again. Sometimes you got to keep yourself out your business because your thinking will interfere with what God's plan is for you. Hallelujah. Your mind will tell you ain't no way this gonna happen. Ain't no way it's gonna be a breakthrough. Ain't no way humanly possible, praise God. But you'll begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. And your Holy Ghost will tell you, through man it's impossible. But through God, not 99.9%. Hallelujah.
All things are possible.
Hallelujah. I don't care how your child is in the world. Don't you know, hallelujah, he said we are fishing. What do you think we fishing in? We fishing in the world. Are we throwing our hooks out in the world, praise God? And your child going to bite one of them hooks, and God going to reel him on in. Hallelujah, praise God. You got to believe it.
Hallelujah.
You got to have confidence in it. Hallelujah, praise God. Wait a minute. I don't want to say that, Lord, but I'm going to say it anyway. He say, look at you. Oh, my God. You know where you came from. Hallelujah, praise God. If I can bring you out, what makes you think I can't bring that child out? Hallelujah. If I brought you out, I can bring anybody. You know, you said I ain't never going to church. I ain't about to bust into a ball of flames when I walk up in that place. Glory to God. But here you is right now. Hallelujah. On the line. Praise God. What the night is? Hallelujah. It was probably 3 before 10 tonight. But you on the line. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Now, you know that's when the club was popping. Hallelujah. Your child may be on the club, at the club while you on the line, but no, God's going to put them on the line later. Oh, my God. Glory. Hallelujah. Let me calm down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That word that got me fired up because he building me up. We in the gym. I'm on the treadmill. Hallelujah. That's why I've been running. I've been running for a long time because I'm on the treadmill. Glory to God. I'm working out. I'm not going up the rough side of the mountain. I'm rock climbing in the back of the gym. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Let me stop. Let me calm down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited.
Hallelujah.
I'm excited. Are you excited? Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to have you excited tonight. Oh, shout out my eyes. I see them on fire.
Hallelujah.
God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. I hear the Lord say, keep building your most holy faith. See, this is your most holy faith. See, this is the faith that you said, Lord, I ain't let go of till you bless me. He said, this is the faith of Mosando that's going to guarantee us making it into heaven. Come on here, son.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He said, that's why I'm telling you to pray in the Holy Ghost. This is only in the Holy Ghost. It's the only way you're going to be able to tap into your most holy faith.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord says, if you ain't got it, he say, if you ain't got somebody on the line tonight, he say, if you don't got it, he say, you say, well, how do I get it? Hallelujah. He said, you ain't going to even ask the question. So he said, I'm going to ask it for you. He said, how do I get it? Hallelujah. He said, all you got to do is ask me for it. He said, Yahshua, Jesus said, hallelujah, in the scripture way before it was available,
yes,
if you being evil and you know how to give good gifts to your children, hallelujah, if you ask the Father for it, I'm going to give it to you. He told you that before it was available. All you got to do is ask me for it. Hallelujah. If you ask God for you, he'll fill you with it tonight. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You'll be
holding
a tongue that you can't understand. You'll be speaking a language that you won't comprehend. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
My God.
My God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's power
yes.
and the power of tongues on tonight.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Not
yes.
only that, when you get the Holy Ghost, when you truly get the fullness of the Holy Ghost, you get the fruit. Hallelujah. You get love.
Yes.
You get gentleness. You get love.
Yeah, come on, talk about
kindness.
It.
You get self-control, hallelujah. You get self-control. Oh, my God, I'm not going to get started tonight. Glory to God. So you done started
hallelujah.
Something, Apostle. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's something about the
Ooh.
Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Methodists don't understand. Them Catholics don't understand. Them Baptists don't understand. When you begin to mutter in other tongues that you don't understand yourself, glory to God, things begin to open. Doors begin to open. Hallelujah. Crooked pathways begin to come straight. Glory to God. Sins begin to fall out of life. Addictions begin to fall off. Glory to God. Y'all don't hear me tonight. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. Glory to God.
Amen.
We thank God for that word on tonight. We thank God for that word on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise God for the Holy Ghost. Let's pray for the man of God. Father
God,
in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for the man of God on tonight. We want to thank you for sending that word our way, Lord. Hallelujah. The word to pray in the Holy Ghost. The word to build ourselves up in the most holy faith. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for the gift of your spirit on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the fruit of the spirit on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of mother in other tongues. Hallelujah. And Lord, bless the man of God. Continue to replenish him. Hallelujah. The virtue that he poured out to your people. Continue to lead and guide. Continue to mold and shape him. Continue to prosper him both mind, body, and spirit, Lord. And we thank you in advance for everything you're doing in his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. And amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Glory to God.
Yes, God.
He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Y'all remember back in the day when they couldn't get the church to calm down? Hallelujah. When the music just wouldn't stop playing and they wouldn't stop dancing. They wouldn't stop coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. We were sitting there saying, Lord, when we going to go home? When they going to shut this thing down? I'm ready to go home and go to bed. But right now we rejoicing in the Lord. Now we understand what they were going through. Hallelujah.
Yes,
now we're in
Hallelujah.
Jesus. And we
yes,
know
God.
He's all right.
Yes, Lord.
I'm sorry. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm sitting in the parking lot looking crazy, but it's a good time to look crazy for God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I was out there looking crazy when I was drunk in the parking lot at the club. I was out there looking crazy.
I was out there looking crazy for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'm in the parking lot too. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm right over here by Abbasin. Glory to God. I lifted up the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. And there ain't no shame in my game. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, if I be lifted, then I will draw all men. Come on here, somebody. It's time for us to give God the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We say we love it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yeah, bless you. How are you?
I'm in the store. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody give him glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, somebody, I'm just working out right now. Glory to God. I'm just working out, neighbor. Hallelujah. I'm building myself up in my most holy faith.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Yes, somebody say, I'm going to be schooling after this, neighbor. Glory to God. I feel my muscles flexing. Glory to God. I feel something in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you.
We want to open up the line. If you got any comments right now or a testimony, praise God, we want you to come forward right now. Hallelujah. If you got a testimony on the Holy Ghost and how good the Holy Ghost is, hallelujah. This is the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I got a testimony, Brother Andre.
Yes. Go ahead.
And I got to say, God is so good, you know, when you... When you got a God like we serve, my heart, I'm heady with you. I just thank God how he's been so good to me. And I just thank God how he just, how he healed my body, how he saved my son from getting killed. I just thank him on his goodness, you know. I just thank him, you know, because I asked people to give me money to send to Sister Catherine, and they kicked in like Flint. And I just say, God, I just thank you for having friends like I have.
Amen.
I just thank you for giving me people that are help when you need them. So, Sister Catherine, your money is there waiting on you. It's at Walmart.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Sister.
Hallelujah.
I ask God to give it back to you abundantly. No problem. You know what? God bless you.
I just thank the Lord for giving me a spiritual walk. You give me a spiritual mind and to give me spiritual love. That's what I thank you for every day. I don't care about no money. I'm a giver. I help anybody need help. Because when you hurt, I hurt. And that's how God wanted to do it. I felt you. When you said that, I felt you yesterday. I had to get off the phone and go cry. Because I felt you. And that's how we're supposed to feel our sisters and brothers.
We're
supposed to feel they hurt.
It's not, that's not the way my life's supposed to be. It's just like, I know it's the attack of the enemy. And today I was like somebody restless, just laying there saying, Lord, here I am. I can't do nothing. You know, the man keeps calling me. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you running away? What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, I say, I'm waiting.
Yeah, but you know, God always,
I say, I told you,
God always,
I'm waiting.
Got that ram in the bush for you.
Always, I'm waiting.
God always
know?
Got that ram
You're
in the
waiting.
Bush for you, though.
You
he'll
know?
Look after you. He loves his children. So he'll look after
I'm
us.
Waiting.
And he said he know what we need before we even ask. So he know our need.
Yeah. He know I need it.
So it's there for you. Can you receive Texas? Because I
yes,
text
I
everything to you.
Yeah, I can receive
so
a text.
So I sent you everything, my name. I sent you the number off the paper, and I just thank God I was able to do that, because you know what? Back in the days, back in the days when I was young, I didn't too much would help people, but I thank God for giving me a heart of love and a heart of flesh, because I used to be a very cold-hearted person. But God turned my life around, and he saved me and clapped my feet on solid ground. So now I just do the work of the Lord. And I just thank God for his goodness, his mercy, and I ask you guys to pray for me and my family in the Lord. And God bless all you guys. And I love you, Brother Andre. You sent your stuff late to me, so I had to come out of there. But I'll be having yours in there tomorrow. So you just be blessed. And I thank God for you and Apostle, because you guys have totally been a blessing to us on this line.
Yes,
amen.
It is.
And I thank God for you guys.
That's
amen.
Why I can't wait till I can
amen.
Bless both of them at one time, you know. Just,
amen.
It's just like the enemy has been attacking ever since I sent the sister to Pastor Corey. It's like the devil just wanna just do crazy stuff. You know, it's just so much been going on. I'm saying,
ain't nobody mad but him. But you know what? To God be all the glory. He gets the glory.
That's who get it. God gets it. You know.
Yeah. Amen.
And I thank you
sister
for
Kathleen.
Whatever it is. I thank you for whatever the amount is. I thank you. I thank you.
Excuse me, you guys. This is Sister Linda.
You're welcome.
Can I interrupt you guys, please? Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, Sister Linda.
I want to apologize to everyone. I've been on the line for about 5 minutes. I was scrambling because I didn't want to miss the line, but I had a doctor's appointment about an hour and a half away from where I live. And I had to run out and take care of something else, so I'm here. I made it. I might have been caught at the end of the lecture.
Amen.
But I want to praise the Lord and thank the Lord for who he is, what he's doing. And you know what? I cried last night because you know what? I was so happy that we as a family, we pulled together and we came together to help Sister Kathleen. You know, that meant a lot to me. That's the way it should be. Not just her, me, or anybody on this time. You don't know what the Lord's
doing.
And my blood, if somebody needs help and you in a position to help them, you could help them because you don't know. You could say where you've been, but you can't say where you're going. And you don't know.
You know what my grandma used to tell me, Sister Linda?
Yes, ma'am.
My grandma used to tell me, you don't know who you might need. So when you
Amen.
Sow a good seed, that seed will come back to you.
Exactly.
My grandma used to tell me that, and I seen that happen. I seen it happen,
Amen.
And I was like, wow, you know, because one day I was in a store and I didn't have no money and I didn't tell nobody. I was just talking to the Lord, and I was in the line, and this lady came up. She knew me for working at the school. Had her all her siblings at the school. And, you know, I couldn't remember her, and she paid for my groceries, $100-something dollars. This lady paid for my groceries. And then the other day, me and Sister Dion, during the holidays, this lady was in line, and she was with her husband, and they didn't have they didn't have enough money to pay for it. And I remember back when that lady, God said, remember when the lady helped you? Now you helped this lady and her husband. And
amen.
I think I shared that testimony with Brother Andre. I think I shared that. And see, when you sow good seed, you will reap good seed. Whatever seeds you sow, whether they're good or bad, you got to reap them. So,
amen.
You know, we're supposed to help one another. The Bible tells us that. The Bible tells us that. And if you're a child of God, you're a child of God, you're going to want to help no matter who. When I see homeless people down laying in the street, it bothers me. I pray for them. And I go see if they're hungry and see about them. People don't do that no more. They don't do that. I'm from a country. I'm from Beckley, West Virginia. When one person cooks, they feed the whole block. When I came to California, I didn't see that. I see people being stingy to themselves.
And that's the way we was raised.
And that's what we were raised, to help each other.
Yeah,
that's right.
These people.
Amen.
On the West
Amen.
Look, people never know who was my mama.
It's craziness. But I'm really touched and happy that we all pulled together.
Yeah. It ain't like it used to be.
That we was in a position to help her. You know.
Yeah,
and,
I just thank God. I thank God for that.
Yeah, and did I ask what the two scriptures were for the day? Because I have a tablet.
Jude chapter 1, 17-25.
Amen.
This is
Evangelist Alberta, and I just want to give thanks to God, who is the head of my life, God for life, health, and strength. I have a testimony. It's an old one.
All right.
You know how you have bills, and your bills is almost more than your rent is. Well, I went to
the
light company because they was going to cut off my light. It's been a while back. But I went there, and the man came out, and he had two little tags on his finger. He came out, he said, this is the bill I'm paying. And the bill was $1,000.
Wow, look at God.
So it's your light bill. When he say, after you pay that, this is what you owe. Now, for $400. But he didn't know I had already paid $400. So
amen, look at God. That's how come I keep telling everybody, you don't know what God might do. You don't know what he going to do, and you don't know when he going to move and how he going to move.
Right.
But if we love each other,
Amen. And
we are family and church, our church family, we're supposed to pull together and help one another, you know? Because, you know, I've been there.
Amen.
I've been there. And like I said over and over, I'm still standing. I'll be bending at the knees sometimes, but I'm still standing. The Lord never let my face hit the ground.
Amen.
He's an on-time God.
Amen.
So, you know, he's a good God. You know?
Amen. Yes, he is.
Amen.
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 Hey, man, praise God for the testimonies on tonight. Any more testimonies on the goodness of the Lord or any words of encouragement for the man of God on tonight? Oh, wait. I wanted to tell Sister Kathleen, praise God, the Lord is not only building up your confidence in him, he's building back your confidence in people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because although you help a lot of people, hallelujah. People barely help you. Hallelujah. And he wants to show you there's still some good-hearted people out here. Hallelujah. That still, amen, will help somebody in need. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he's also restoring your confidence in people in general. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Andrea, could I say something?
Yes, ma'am. You
I know
sure
the
can.
Mother was in my business today. I was just saying that in the prayer early. I say, Lord, you know, when it come down to me, it looked like I got to go through all kinds of stuff. And somebody comes to me, I give them my last. I do. You have to really know me. to really understand what I'm saying. I look at my sister Zena. When they come here, they come knowing that they're going to get just what they came from. I can go to them to get, and they won't give it to me. You know, and I say, Lord, what is this?
I know that's right.
What they see on me.
I know that's right.
Yes, I don't see. And you know, Sister Jackie, I don't just love you because you put something at Walmart for me. I love you because you're a child of God and we are Christian sisters. And no matter where you at, if it's something that
right.
I can do, I'm going to lay it on my heart to do it. And I tell you, this is a battle.
Amen. That's how God do.
Just to say what the word said, leave an inheritance for your children and grandchildren, like my daddy and mama was trying to do. And
that's right.
Me, every devil from hell been after me. Everything, the deep freezer that those
Amen.
People helped me pack to feed the homeless. When me going out of the city every day, never even know that that box was off, that it was broken, and waste all of that food.
Wow.
Last week I couldn't even feed the homeless.
Wow.
I said, Lord, after a while it looked like I'm going to be homeless too. You know, that's what I was saying, that they don't understand it. A lot of my family think I'm losing my mind because I'm feeding and trying to do stuff for these people. Some of those people don't have nothing. And when you see little bitty babies, when I come home at nighttime,
yeah.
I be crying. I say, Lord, if I can just take them home and bathe them, wash their hair, and tell them I love them and pray with them, probably they'll feel better. They tell me, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
Yeah.
And I thank y'all, whoever helped me, I thank y'all. And for the little bit I get a month and to take on a project like that, I get seven something a month. My bills is more than what I get in the month. That's why I rent that house in the back for five to try to help me out. And I tell you, all of it goes. And the way the enemy been trying to fit, Jesus. The man keep calling
God
me, when are you getting
out of the month?
He always has.
You know, it is. He always have a ram in the bush for us, though. He always keep a ram in the bush.
Yes. And I thank God for what it is. And whoever gives you anything on your donation, tell them thank you. With the love of the Lord.
I will.
And I ask God to give it back to them double. Never know. I might wake up the morning and be a millionaire. I'll give God.
When you bless, be a blessing. That's what I was taught.
Yes.
When you bless, be a blessing, because you'll get it back.
Right. Yes, yeah.
Amen.
And
all I want to do is get to heaven. I don't care about you can have this whole world and everything, and all I want is Yahshua.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
That's it, man. And it ain't always
good. All that I went through, I don't think he could turn me down. No. You know I love him. God knew I love him. I tell you, when I was about to give up on that situation, I was there at my parents' in a house. I was in ninth grade. I made a picture of Jesus in a window. And I painted that Jesus.
Amen.
And I said, Lord, nobody give me nothing out that house. They took everything from me out that house. When I was cleaning out that house 2 weeks ago, I used a shovel to pick up some shingles that had been fell in from up on the roof when it was all clean. Nothing but I pick it up with the shovel and put it on the wheelbarrow. And guess what was on there, underneath there? My Jesus, I made it. I screamed so loud.
Wow.
The lady and them that was there was my Christian sister. They were trying to figure out what I was saying. I was screaming. Oh, I found Jesus. Oh, he's still here.
Wow.
And then some running to say, well, I was screaming my heart out.
Wow.
That I found Jesus. And then to let them know that I was telling them the truth, I autographed that thing in the back of it with my name and the year on it. She said, girl, now tell me if God ain't
wow.
here with you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
They took everything, but didn't take Jesus. Jesus was still left there in all that trash and everything. If somebody else would have went there and cleaned
wow.
the house, God, I would have found Jesus that I left at that house. I said, Lord, I left you there, and I came back and found you. I said, you know I love you. That's up. Since I'm working on that house, guess what I do? I bring Jesus with me every day. I leave him in there.
Amen.
I bring him back and forward in the COVID. Then my friend asked me, who out there with you today? Me and Jesus. What? Me and Jesus. Who you riding with? Me and Jesus.
Amen.
And you got work to do. People don't want to go with you. Me and Jesus.
Amen.
You ain't got no money to pay him. The man came and helped cut down a little bit of tree.
Oh.
He told me when you get the $40, you got to pay me. I said, okay.
That's a shame. That is really, really a shame.
Yeah, but that's the way they do stuff.
It is.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess because we saw them women and we was raised to help our neighbors. Help your neighbors. Help the senior citizen. They don't care about nothing but their greedy pockets. And you know what? They're going to pay for that. You reap what you sow, you know?
Yep.
And I was raised, your word is your bond. If you lie, then that means your bond ain't about nothing. You know, so, but I am really happy for you, Sister Kathleen. I am so happy that we were able to love one another, pull together, and
amen.
Send you what we could.
Amen.
You know, that means a lot.
And in these times, we don't need each other. We have to stand together.
Amen.
Amen.
We have to stand together. This world is falling apart, and only the strong going to survive, and that's the ones that's in the Lord. And that's
true,
and love him, and put him first.
Amen. I tell a dear associate of mine every day, I said, you know what, the Lord is truly the Lord is on his way. It's faster than people realize. And she's like, why you say that? I said, because that Bible is fulfilling itself. When you become so holy. I said, well, you need to try to get like me. That's what he said to me. When did I become holy? I said, you need to try to get like me.
That's right.
You know, because, you know, we were raised in church. We were made to go to church, whether we liked it there or not. And we had to sit there, and we better not mumble a word. And we like our brother Andre was saying, we sat there half of the night wondering when we gonna go home. When we gonna go home. But you know, that was the Holy Ghost, and I'm glad that my parents installed principles in the Lord in me. You know, I strayed, but I came back. I strayed again. I came back. But this time I'm not straying from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We truly thank God that we have come together as a fellowship. Praise God. To let you know, amen, that family has got nothing to do with blood.
Amen.
So we thank God, amen.
These mics back around.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Praise God.
We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. For the word on tonight, we thank God for the fellowship coming together as a family to help and one in need. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we, like we said, amen, we gonna be that place. Praise God. God is about to bless this fellowship to the point, hallelujah, amen, that we won't be helping each other. We'll be helping other people. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And that's really a goal. I know that's the goal of the apostles. That's the goal of mine. Praise God. Hallelujah. To help those that are in need. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because there are more people in need out there than we think. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we want to be able to be a blessing to somebody else. Praise God. That's the key to being blessed. The key to being blessed is wanting to be a blessing. That's why he said, I give seed to the sower. If you're not sowing, if you're not helping, praise God, hallelujah. He said, I'm just going to give you enough bread to eat. Praise God, hallelujah. But if you helping, I'm going to give you bread and I'm going to give you seed. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God, hallelujah, for us coming together as a family. Praise God. I thank God for each and every last one of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you need Sister Kathleen's information or you need any information on the ministry and how you can be a part, praise God, you can call or text me at 817-217-3222. If I don't have your number already, text it to me, praise God, so we get a list of everybody's names and numbers, praise God, so we can be in touch. More than just, you know, when we come together on the revival, hallelujah, amen. We want to be calling everybody, checking on everybody, hallelujah, periodically, just to let everybody know that we care about each other, praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
So, once again, my number is 817-217-3222. If you're in contact with Sister Kathleen, she has it, Sister Jackie has it. Amen. And Apostle has it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we can get a list of everybody's numbers together, and we'll be able to contact you, like I said, periodically, check on you, make sure everything's okay and everything and stuff like that. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the movement of the ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I thank God for each and every last one of you. Praise God. We are spread across the country. Hallelujah. But we are a family in Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we want to remind everybody, amen, if you're a seed sower, if you haven't sown your seed, get your seed in the ground. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God, amen, will of course prosper whatever you do. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God at this time. And he can go ahead and pray us out with his last announcement and a benediction. Praise God. Man of God, it is back in your hands. Praise God.
Amen. Bless you, man. God bless you. Amen. Amen to everyone. Amen. Peace and blessings to all. Amen. It's a joyful thing when we are able to help one another.
Amen.
I believe you are sure that people will know you are my disciple indeed of the love you have one for another.
Amen.
And I know that right now love is not a very popular thing right now. People are talking about it. Amen. Also keep us in your prayers too. Amen. And for those those of you who are looking to sow your seed, by all means obey the Holy Spirit. You know we are a fellowship that we obey the Holy Spirit, whatever God tells us to do.
Amen.
We will do it.
Amen.
I know that your leader, whatever God tell him to do, I'm going to do it, Lord God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for that. I want y'all to stay encouraged, be encouraged. Know that if God is for you, then who can be against you? Amen.
Nobody.
God is. I said one more, God. Nobody.
Amen.
So I want to thank God on tonight.
Amen. Are there any comments, questions, words of encouragement before I decide to close it out?
I want to say thank everyone on the line for their prayers and their encouragement. because I've been attacked too, but I was like, he's alive. The devil's alive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fight him, nail and tooth, get out of here. I rebuke you, but I sincerely want to thank everybody for encouraging me, because sometimes I want to throw the towel in, and they come through like Trojans every time. Linda, be patient. Don't give up. And they consistently praying for me and my strength, and that means a lot to me. And I want to thank you too, Pastor Corey, for being who you are, for being a true prophet, for being a man of God, and for, you know, encouraging me, you and Brother Andre, you know. This journey's not easy.
Yeah.
But you know what? You got to fight every step of the way, and I plan to fight every step of the way. You know,
amen.
Because I know what God has done for me and my boys. And, you know, he's awesome. He's always right on time. And all you got to do is trust and believe. You know, he says, all you got to believe is as small as a mustard seed. So I'm just happy to be encouraged by everyone on the line. To just be on the line. You know, sometimes I can't make it. I mean, you know, like today I did come in late, but I had a doctor's appointment that was an hour and a half away. And a matter of fact, I have to go right back in the morning. But I said, you know what, the devil's a lie. Officer, believe God's report.
Amen.
But I would like to know what they suspect or what they think, but, you know, it doesn't matter, because I'm trusting the Lord to keep my body healthy, to keep waking me up, to give me the strength and the courage to keep holding on to him.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God is really knitting everybody's hearts together.
Amen.
And I'm gonna tell y'all, you know, it's a fight, and I don't go into detail, but it's a fight to get the word out.
Yes, it is.
I thank God for keeping me. I thank God for guarding me, man, because I mean, you know that if the head goes, then the body gonna fall. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's why you gotta be on constant prayer for your leader, because the enemy is after the head. Because you know
Amen.
That the body by itself can't do nothing without a head. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, so.
Amen.
Being there, continues prayer for me. And I will make sure that that I bring what the Lord would have me to bring for us, to cover us by any means necessary. Also, I'm working on right now getting the oil and the cloths together. So, keep me in prayer for that.
Amen.
So, amen. So as soon as the Lord bless me, we will be going. I will be getting it out to everyone. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Kathleen, I want you to be encouraged, woman of God. God is on your side.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
It's something when you've been picked out to be picked on.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
When you're chosen, it's different. But it's because God got a greater call on your life than the others.
Don't try to be understood. Thank God that you don't fit in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Because if you fit it in, then God wouldn't use you.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to give you something that God gave me that blessed my life. It has blessed my life. And anybody that want to run with it, pick it up and run with it too. But I feel like it's for everybody, really. It's online tonight. He told me, he said, man reject is my elect.
Wow.
Man elect?
Man
reject.
Reject
oh,
is God's elect.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because I was asking God, why am I always being rejected by people?
Uh-huh.
He said, you can't be elected unless you be rejected. He said, I won't elect you if people accept you. He said, because I don't accept anything that man accepts. I only accept what he rejects. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
So God allowed
us. Thank you, Sister Alberta.
Yeah. He allowed us to be rejected.
Amen.
So we could be accepted.
Amen.
Amen.
In the book of Acts, he said that the stone that the builders rejected,
yes, Lord,
has become the chief cornerstone. Come on here, somebody.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Not just the cornerstone, but the chief. The chief cornerstone is the stone that keep every stone together. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And God is saying, look what I've done with you. The very ones that have rejected you,
yes,
I have elected you,
Lord,
and made you the chief cornerstone. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. So, the more we get rejected, the more we're going to be accepted. Come on here.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
I keep you posted on future events that's coming up. Just continue to pray for us. We'll continue to pray that we be obedient financially to what God wants us to do.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to be all right.
Amen.
Yes, it is. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Just know that your money is not going to a 501c3. Amen. But it's going to be used for the building of the Committed Jewish Fellowship and what God wants us to do as far as for reaching the poor and the needy and those who need to hear the word of God in order to be saved and delivered. Amen.
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 I'm excited about that. Amen. Come on,
amen.
Give God another shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
Are you still online, Mother?
Yes, I am.
Where I stand to one?
Where I stand
to
one?
I stand to all.
I
said,
watch.
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 And pray.
And pray.
And pray.
And live holy.
And live
holy.
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 Every day.
Every
day.
Day.
Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love
you.
And ain't nothing you can do about it.
And I know you can do
it. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God a
hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Well, until we meet tomorrow, Pastor Corey.
Amen. You are now dismissed until 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. Glory to God.
Amen.
But we gonna light it up again for the
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Everyone,
Alberta.
Until we meet tomorrow.
Yes, Sister Alberta.
Okay.
You must not be on the line. Sister Alberta. Sister Virgie. She must have hung up. Love y'all.
Love you guys. Bye. Be blessed to Lamar.
Corner. He had no home. He had no food, and his blue skies are gone. Can you hear him crying now?
for my brother.
Kiss my shoulder. You can lean on me.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Oh,
Yes, Lord.
That's the life. Dying, he saved me. That's the death. Buried, he came more. Sin far away. But he didn't stop there rising. He justified. Lay again, free me. Free me forever. But one day, he's coming back. Oh, y'all don't know this. Glorious day. Well, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me.
Yeah. Love y'all. Good night.
Good night.